This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces stormed southern Gaza's main city on Tuesday in what they called the most intense day of combat in 5 weeks of ground operations against Hamas militants, and hospitals struggled to cope with scores of Palestinian dead and wounded. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Israeli's bombardment has driven 80% of Gaza's 2.3 million residents from their homes. The crowded southern areas are now sheltering triple their usual population. Gazans like Abu Omar say there is no safe place left to go, with remaining towns and shelters already overwhelmed. UNICEF spokesperson James Elder said the areas of Gaza designated as safe by Israel were nowhere near meeting basic requirements. Warning of an absence of sanitation and shelter have created a perfect storm for outbreaks of disease.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Video released on Tuesday is said to show Palestinian Islamic Jihad military wing militants fighting in Khan Yunis in what Israeli forces called the most intense day of combat in 5 weeks of ground operations. Militants can be seen shooting guns and operating rocket launchers in the video. In a rare punitive move against Israel, the U.S. State Department says it will impose travel bans on extremist Jewish settlers implicated in a rash of attacks on Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the step on Tuesday after warning Israel last week it would be coming. Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the bans will be implemented starting Tuesday and will cover dozens of settlers.